It's Chio and Kira in the morning. Welcome to
Hump Day! Strong. Very strong.
Good start. Good start. November 3rd, 2021. Coming up on 5:37. What's up, Kiki?
What's up, Chio? How you living, doggy dog?
I'm doing all right. Am I missing something here? Am I going crazy?
What?
It just seems to me recently in the couple of business dealings, and not business as in business, but in personal stuff, lately I am getting the worst, the absolute worst customer service on the face of the earth.
Oh, it could be true. It could be true.
So I'm having some issues with my knee. I'm not going to mention any places because this is not what this is about. So I'm going to vent here a little bit. So I went to get x-rays last Thursday. Okay. The place there tells me before I leave, Thursday morning, I left early. Okay. So the place there says, we shot him over to your doctor. Okay. They have it already. It's all connected. You should have the information 24 to 48 hours. And I got nothing.
And how long ago was that? Thursday? Last Thursday, you said?
It'd be a week tomorrow.
Yeah. Do you know, it's so frustrating.
Is that normal?
No.
Is that normal? Or the fact that they know I'm going for therapy today?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's not urgent? I mean, I have no idea what's wrong. No idea.
Yeah.
The x-ray is going to dictate, going to say, all right, here's what you got. I'd like to know.
Yeah. It's not like you're going for a service, like you're going to get your hair done. Like it's your health. And that's, I've had that happen too, where you call and they make you feel like you're being a burden, or they push you off on someone else. And then that person pushes you back to the original person.
They say they're very busy.
I'm sure they are.
Of course. But, I'm dumbfounded. I have, what the
heck? Yeah, you have to advocate for yourself.
I've called. I left a couple messages. Hey, I need to know what's going on. Mm-hmm. I'm in pain. Can you give me something else than he recommended? Tylenol?
Yeah.
Tylenol isn't doing anything.
Not cutting it.
You know, so is there something else I can do? So that's not normal, right? They normally get back to you. Here's what you got. You got arthritis. Whatever the thing is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know you're going to your therapy thing. This week starts, whatever. What is going on here?
I know every industry is like short staffed because of the pandemic and stuff, or like they're just overwhelmed. But I don't know.
Can they have a nurse?
Something.
Give me the information or something.
They're leaving you hanging here.
Wow,
sorry you're dealing with that.
Goodness, it's crazy. So anyway, those are my problems.
Well, I hope it at least feels better to get it off your chest.
Yeah.
Vent about it.
Yes.
This is a safe space.
So how you doing? You doing all right?
I'm very good. I actually slept last night, which is, new for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, good for you.
Yeah, and maybe I'll do it again tonight. I don't know. It could be cool. Two nights in a row? Oh, she's wild.
How many nights a week on average you think you get good sleep?
It's been bad lately. It's been kind of bad lately, but if I can get 3 nights of 8 hours, like Monday through Friday, or I guess Sunday through Thursday, the weeknights,
right.
That's good for me. 3 out of 5, like, I'll take.
All right.
And then I catch up on the weekends.
I hear you. Even though that's not really true, but you know that, right?
Well, I think if you sleep 12 hours on the weekend, you are catching up, and that's what I do.
Okay. All right. It is 5:40 on your hump day. The Mind Banda is next.
You were...
That's the good stuff.
Yeah,
love your spirit today, Chi-Chi. And I have
a lot of energy.
You do. You definitely do.
Got good rest. I feel good.
It's the peach shirt. It's your lucky peach shirt.
Yes, it is.
So I love this story. Jerry and Teresa Maples. They are a married couple, and they decided they had some time off work, and they're like, let's take a little road trip. Let's see some of the good old U.S. of A. So this was back in September. They were driving through 11 states, and they made a little pit stop at a convenience store in Virginia. Grab some snackies, go to the bathroom. You know how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
And
gotta do what you gotta do.
You gotta do what you gotta do. Nature calls. And they looked at each other like they were like, oh, we're feeling lucky today. Let's buy a lottery ticket. Like, what? Why the heck not? So they picked up a ticket for the Powerball. And they're like, oh, we don't know. We don't have any lucky numbers. Let's let the machine select the numbers.
Yep.
And then there was the option to pay an extra dollar, which allowed them to double their winnings should they win. They hit 5 out of the 6 numbers, which meant $2 million in their pocket. And
wow.
Now they're able. Nice. Yeah, right? Now they're able to kick their road trip up a notch, stay in some nice hotels, really splurge on the snacks, get some good beef jerky. If they had hit all 6 numbers, this is kind of crazy, they would have won $500 million. So they were one number away from that.
Wow.
But $2 million is pretty good. Nothing to sneeze at.
I'll take it.
I'll take it too.
I'll take $100,000.
Yes. I'd take $5.
I'll take anything that's free, any kind of free money.
Mm-hmm.
A dad in California credits his newborn daughter with saving his life. She saved his life.
A baby? Tell me more.
Yeah, here's the deal. She was born a month early, okay, which put this dad, you know the old saying, Kiki, right place, right time.
Oh, I've heard that, yes.
Okay. So the dad didn't realize, like, the pain he had in his shoulder was, like, a heart attack symptom.
Ooh.
He didn't know. He's a professional wrestler. So he assumed, and he did nothing about it, it was just related to, like, a training injury he had gotten months earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not thinking anything about it, right? So the new dad goes to the hospital to bring his newborn, to get his newborn and fiancée, bring him home, okay? In the hospital, he's picking them up, starts having this pain again.
Okay? Oh boy.
Pain's in his chest. Loses consciousness. Okay? Medical staff treating the baby. And the mom immediately realized what was happening. They take him to the ER right there. He's in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Guy suffered a heart attack.
Wow.
Suffered a heart attack. They say, the doctors say at the hospital, if he had not been there when this happened, he would have had permanent heart damage or worse.
Wow. So, not that there's any good place to have a heart attack, but, I mean, if you're going to do it, you should be at a hospital.
That's the place to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So thank the daughter who happened to come out a little early.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to do this for you, Dad. I'm going to step on the scene early and save your life.
That's pretty much what he said, by the way, the dad.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the good stuff.
This is 97.5 WOKQ, Dover, Portsmouth, Rochester, and 97.9 W250 AV, Manchester downtown.
I love listening to it over and over.
Gio and Kira in the morning.
I love it.
Second date update for our 7 o'clockers. That's coming up at around 7:05. Keep it locked.
The most hottest people 411 on Gio and Kira in the morning.
The famous people 411 is brought to you by Cardi's Furniture and Mattresses on Route 1 in Seabrook. So Taylor Swift, you know how she is re-recording all of her old albums, you know, to have rights to her music
mm-hmm.
again
mm-hmm.
after that big battle royale with her old record company. Well, her second re-recorded album, Red, is set to drop on November 12th, and she's going to be celebrating on live TV. Yes, she will be the musical guest for SNL on November 13th. That is going to be her 5th time
wow.
on SNL. Yeah, that's a big deal. And the host for her episode is actor Jonathan Majors. Eric Church has a couple of very loyal and uniquely talented employees as part of his Gather Again tour. I would go as far to say that they are certified good boys. Their names are Alex and Timmy, and they are COVID-sniffing dogs. I didn't know this was a thing, Gio.
I didn't know till you just teased it a couple minutes ago.
Yeah,
they had that.
We are both learning and growing. So it's not some experiment. Apparently, these dogs have 99% detection proficiency.
Okay.
and it only takes about 30 seconds for them to sniff somebody out and and detect COVID. I don't know what they're smelling for.
Yeah, I'm not a scientist or not like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that. That doesn't even sound possible. I don't know. How did I detecting COVID?
Yeah.
Can they detect cancer and all that other stuff?
That's a good point.
Okay, the dogs will go with them on tour.
Yes.
And all the customers, all the people coming in, they're there at the gate?
No. I thought that too. No, so they check Eric's band and crew before every show. So they're basically for the people on the tour.
And if
the person doesn't pass the old snifferoo test, then that person has to take a COVID test. And Eric, the Chiefs tour manager,
that is nuts.
Said the doggos have saved the tour. Because you might remember a few weeks ago, we talked about this. They had a COVID breakout with some members of their crew.
And he played by himself or something like an acoustic type thing without the members.
Exactly. So the tour manager said that early detection helped them minimize the spread because they were able to pinpoint the two people who had it, isolated them. They went into quarantine and the tour was able to continue.
Yeah, I just read the headline. I don't have the full details in front of me, so don't, ask me for information. Dan and Shay had to, postpone a show or two or something like that. Dan and Shay postpones date on tour COVID.
Probably someone on their crew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of I never heard the dog thing. You know, I listen to Joe Rogan. I'm a Joe Rogan fan for, his podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And they get tested every day, the test, the real test. They have all the stuff there in the office.
Sure.
So all the members coming in, he gets tested every day.
Yeah.
And then the people coming in for interviews for full-on tests. And I guess they get the stuff that day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they get it that fast. Because doesn't it take 48 hours or something like that? Legit?
Well, they have rapid tests, don't they?
Yeah, those are not too good.
No?
Those are not too good.
They didn't figure that out yet?
A lot of false positives.
Gotcha.
So that's why if it's legit, you're supposed to wait for the longer one.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how Rogan does it or how, if he does it every day when he's doing all these interviews, you would think, I don't know. I don't know how that dog does it. That's interesting.
How does that dog do it?
That's interesting.
I'm not surprised that Joe Rogan has those kinds of protocols because in California, they take it very, very seriously. And that's where he records his podcast. But the dogs have proved to be so effective that other artists are now thinking about hiring dogs for their tours.
That is nuts.
I know. And in exactly 1 month, by the way, speaking of Eric Church, he will be at the Snoo Arena in Manchester. We are so, so excited, hoping for no COVID breakouts between now and then. And that is the Famous People 411.
It is 6:54, second date update for our 7 o'clockers. Also, can't be Kira. We're going to be needing a contestant for a Dunkin' gift card at around 7:35.
Naughty's with Chio and Kira in the morning.
Second date update brought to you by Marquee Roofing online at marqueeroofing.com.
Good morning, Junior.
Good morning.
Hey, so it's Kira. Chio's here with me. We want to hear all about your date with Kim. Hopefully, the goal is that we can patch you two up on a second date that we would pay for. But fill us in a little bit. How did you guys meet? Where did you go?
Yeah, so we met on one of those dating apps. There's Plenty of Fish, actually.
Mm-hmm.
She was pretty cool to talk to, and we ended up meeting up at one of my favorite places to eat. They had pretty good food, and, I thought we had a great time. We were just chilling. It's fun to have a pretty girl there.
Mm-hmm.
And then basically never heard back from her again.
Did you overdrink anything that you can think of that went wrong?
No, I didn't have any drinks, but I thought it nothing that sparred to me specifically.
Well, the dealio, Junior, we'll put you on hold. You'll give us Kim's number. And we will try to set you up on that second day. And we do it up too, man. We do it up big time. We send you via Uber or Lyft, so you don't got to drive anywhere. We send a car for you. We send a car for her. And if you guys are drinkers or if you would like to drink, the alcohol is included if you'd like to drink. This way, when you drive back, you don't got to worry about driving because we'll do the Uber thing, okay?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Keep your fingers crossed. We'll make that phone call to Kim, see what's going on, what happened next. on Second Date Update with Chio and Kira in the morning on number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ.
It all went great. Look at the pictures you posted. You wondered what happened. Felt kind of abandoned. Oh, snap, it looks like you've been ghosted. Let Chio and Kira make the call for you. They'll set that second date up for you. Second date update, second date update. Chio and Kira's second date update.
Second date update brought to you by Marquee Roofing online at marqueeroofing.com. It's Chichi and Kiki in the morning on number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. Let's go. We have Kim on the line, and she knows it's Kira and myself that are calling, and she knows she's going to be on our feature, the segment called Second Date Update, to talk about the date that she had with Junior. Kim, welcome into the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Fill us in on how you saw the date.
Well, it was interesting. We met on Plenty of Fish, which, you know, it's cool. I've used the app before. And it's like, when I know I have a date, I get dressed up. I put all the effort into it. You know, it's not because, it's not always just for the date, you know, like it makes me feel good to get dressed up and I want the guy I'm going out with to know that, that I care about myself and I also, you know, care about him. So I got all dressed up. I bought this super cute outfit. I was in heels and everything. We decided to meet at this mall where he worked, and he's a security guard and thought that was kind of cute. So we went to a restaurant in the food court where he worked.
Nice.
And yeah, well, you'd think so, except I got there.
I was kidding. No.
I got there, and he was in his security guard uniform, and he was done working for the day. So I was like, all right. I asked him why, and he told me it was because he gets free meals if he's in his uniform.
Oh.
He's looking for a little bit of a bargain.
Okay.
I feel like that's something you tell me on maybe, you know, a couple days after where you're like, hey, we had a really great time. Check this out. I could get a free meal if I wear my security guard uniform.
Gotcha.
So it sounded like you looked a little too cute for a mall food court, Kim.
I mean, maybe, but it's the first date. That's how I roll.
Was the food good?
It was. It was good food, but I just couldn't stop thinking about how right away I just felt like he didn't put any effort into the date. Like, right. He just didn't care because he just showed up in his uniform for free food.
So did you guys just eat at the mall food court and then go your separate ways? Or did you, you know, walk around to some stores, hit up Macy's? What'd you do?
Hit up Macy's.
Yeah, I mean, we walked around a little bit after, but it was super awkward because when we were walking, people were like, it was me dressed up all cute in my heels and then the security guard. So I think people weren't sure what happened. You know, it would have been nice if people walked by us and they were like, oh my God, look at that cute couple. Or, okay. Oh my God, look at those people on their first date.
The only thing we know that you guys went out to eat and it was one of his favorite restaurants. That's the only thing we know about the date. But he is on the other line, Kim. Junior's on the other line. Could we bring him into the conversation so he could, like, clarify himself or fill us in on the whole security guard and taking you to the mall?
Yeah, he seems like a sweet guy, but I just can't get past that.
Junior.
It's a great place. I don't know why it's kind of looked down upon. I mean, it's one of my favorite places to be.
It wasn't really that you took me to the food court that threw me. It was more that you wore your uniform to get a free meal on the first date.
But, I mean, getting a free meal, I mean, I got to do what I got to do right now. I mean, it's nothing personal. But, I mean, if I get a free meal, why would I not take it?
No, absolutely. I think that's cool, but
I just didn't think that you would look down on something like that from what we had talked about before we met, but
I don't know. I just feel like there wasn't that effort there that I like to see on a first date. Like,
I mean, I thought I just freshened up the uniform, too, is the worst part. I mean, ironed it that morning. My mom said I looked good when I left the house. I don't know what. Don't women like a man in a uniform?
Yes, normally. I think maybe it was just because you did it to get the free meal. I don't know. I guess if you could have talked to me beforehand when we were, I mean, like, we talked for a while on the app. Like, you could have just been like, hey, listen, I'm having a really hard time right now and whatever. And I would have understood, or maybe, like, helped you out or offered to pay for the first date, but I guess it just threw me off and made me feel like he didn't care.
I just didn't think that, you know, you would look down on someone for, you know, wanting to take advantage of it. For the free meal.
And Kiki, does this count like men in uniform, the security guard at a mall, or?
It's a uniform.
It is a uniform. Okay. I just wanted to check. Well, Kim, we are calling to see if there's any chance you'd go out on a second date with Junior that we would pay for, and we will not send you to a food court at the We'll send you to a nice place in Portsmouth. These are really nice restaurants that we have connections with. It's a nice little package, actually.
Wow. I mean, yeah, I would definitely give him a second chance, I guess. Yeah, I mean, I'd be willing to try again. Maybe we just got off on the wrong foot.
That's a good attitude.
Yeah.
Junior, we got us a connection. We got us a second date.
You're the man.
Well, how about that? We got us a second date. It's been a while, right?
It's been a while.
Been a while.
Love to see it.
Second date. Well, Kim and Junior, hold on. We'll talk off air. Are you guys available this weekend?
Yeah, sounds good.
Junior, you're available
Works
this weekend?
Works for me.
Tap message us on the WOKQ app to reach Chio and Kira in the morning.
The next time you go to the bathroom and you're about to flush the toilet, you may want to do this. I'll explain next.
To celebrate the release of their new album,
Chio and Kira. In the
From SeacoastCurrent.com, brought to you by the Hexel Corporation at Hexel.com. COVID-19 vaccine for ages 5 through 11 is coming soon to the New Hampshire Seacoast. Walmart is hosting New Hampshire Supply Chain Associate Hiring Fair. And finally, who stole the flag honoring our fallen New Hampshire State Police Trooper? Download the free Seacoast Current app for details on those stories and more. Be current, stay current at SeacoastCurrent.com. What's happening, Chio?
Children's screen time has doubled during the pandemic, and it has not gone down since.
I believe it.
So researchers say youngsters are spending, wait to hear this, almost 8 hours a day looking at smartphones, tablets, and televisions, compared to less than 4 hours before COVID.
Oh, boy. We got to get that in check, huh?
Yeah, that's not good. The Atlanta Braves are world champions. And finally, Kiki.
What, Chio?
Close the toilet lid before you flush.
Why?
Anybody out there listening?
And that doesn't happen at this facility. I'm telling you that much.
Well, I just started doing it.
Oh, you're a trailblazer.
Research confirms one flush of the toilet, Kiki, produces thousands of tiny aerosol droplets.
Oh, not the droplets.
Which can contain bacteria and viruses and contaminate surfaces up to 6 feet away.
El Grosso, as they say in Spain.
Think about that.
That's
disgusting.
Next time
you go to brush your teeth.
Oh. But wait, in the girls' bathroom here.
I know we have in this one.
Yeah, but we don't.
But you're not brushing your teeth. That's kind of the thing is, like, if you have the toothbrush.
Right.
Shavings, whatever you know.
Yeah. That makes sense. And most people do keep their toothbrushes, like, on the sink, by the toilet. Oh, disgusting.
Just feed away.
Rethinking everything.
Just brush away, I should say.
Yuckies.
What kind of toothpaste is that? A little brown. By the way, I'm childish.
I know.
The study also found 55% of adults never put the lid down before flushing. And the top reason for leaving it up, people are unaware of the risks of not closing it.
Definitely. I mean, I just learned about it today, but I'm changing my ways, I'll tell you.
You learn something every day listening to this program.
Safety Insurance Radar weather forecast is brought to you by Granite State Solar. So sunny skies to start, and then afternoon clouds rolling in, a high of 52. And then tonight, mostly clear skies, lows dropping in the mid-30s. It's 33 in Manchester, 29 in Concord, and 34 here on the seacoast at number one for New Country, 97.
From today, the chief will be at the Snoo
in Manchester.
Can't wait. He's so good at concerts.
December 3rd, the best. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. Welcome in to a hump day. So, Kira, I saw this story, and this is all you.
Okay. Is it more toilet talk?
No, it's not.
Thank God.
No, it's not.
That made me a little nauseous.
Well, I'm sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay.
But I thought it was good information for people to know.
No, it was valid.
You know, just something to think about.
Mm-hmm. People helping people.
So do you feel like, as a woman, you're busier than ever in your life? Looking back at, you know, in your 20s and coming up to now. You feel like you're trying to juggle, like, your career, social engagements, which you have a lot of. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Family life and friendships.
Yeah. I sometimes feel like if I'm doing well in one area of life, I'm slacking in another. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm killing it at work, then I haven't talked to my friends in a while, or I should be calling my mom more. It's hard to excel in all areas.
Mm-hmm.
So to answer your question, yes, Chio.
Well, according to this, women are busiest at age 33 in their entire life.
That one year?
A survey pinpointed 33 as the age when women struggle most to balance all of the different aspects of their lives.
And I'm not even a mom yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure, you know, that takes a...
That takes a lot.
Part of it.
That takes a lot, I'm telling you.
It's a whole other job.
And when you... If you do become a mom, pray to God that you, the first baby is going to be an easy baby to take care of.
Yeah, that's going to be nice
to
me.
So our friend Sean, who works here, his baby goes to bed 7 o'clock. He's like 1.5 years old, goes to bed at 7, wakes up at 7.
Literal angel on this earth.
No problems.
Yeah.
My daughter had her first child. So we have our grandson, Bodie. He's not doing that. Doesn't even sleep in the crib.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, sleeps on the bed
codependent.
With them.
Codependent.
Yeah.
He'll be sleeping in that bed till he's 17.
You know, and he's a needy child.
Yeah, some are needy.
Needy child. He needs like a human. You put him in the crib, and they've tried it, and forget it. Like, it's not going
to
happen.
He's like, do I look independent to you? I'm a baby.
So talk about a lot of work.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
For a third of the 33-year-old women surveyed, this boils down to an average of 5 hours sleep a night.
Yeah.
Right? Is that you?
Yeah, on a bad night.
And over 38 hours a week in the office for another two-thirds. Now, with their schedules so jam-packed, the average 33-year-old only gets an hour a day to do something that she enjoys. Would you say you get an hour a day?
Yeah.
Do something that you totally enjoy?
I might get more than that.
You do?
Maybe.
Okay. While 1 in 5 don't have time to socialize at all.
Oh, you gotta make time.
Because they're so busy, yeah, so.
Yeah, you gotta make time. It is tough. I sometimes wish we didn't need to sleep, so then we could have more hours to ourselves.
Yeah. Well, some people have the philosophy, I'll sleep when I'm dead. You know, they're trying to do all kind of stuff, always busy, keeping... You know what? I've heard that before. A friend of mine used to say that to me. I'll sleep when I'm dead.
Yeah.
Guys doing all kind of stuff. Like, I need
you don't want to get to the grave sooner because you didn't sleep or take care of your body during your time here on Earth.
So, anyway, there you have it. Women are busiest at age 33.
Well, we are doing our best.
According to this survey here. All right, it is 7:39. Thank you for listening on this hump day.
Hump day.
We need a contestant for Can't Be Kira. Think you know your pop culture? Let's go. Let's do it. This is for Dunkin' Gift Card, 844-975-9467. That is the Jay Carnes and Son Roofing Listener Line, 844-975-9467. We will play next.
Time now for Can't Beat Kira, brought to you by the Goat Bar and Grill.
Wendy in Sandown. Hi.
Hi.
Let's kick Kira out and get started here.
Okay, get out of here, Kira.
All right, Wendy. All right. Good luck to you, sister.
All right. Kira has officially left the studio. Wendy, this is a 3-question pop culture contest. You get more right, you win. A tie goes to Kira, but if you can tie her, we do give you the prize.
Okay.
Here we go, and good luck. Question number one on Can't Be Kira. Lance Bass, Justin Timberlake, Jay-Z, Shazazz, Joey Fatone, and Chris Kirkpatrick were all members of what boy band?
in sync.
Question number two. Buffy the Vampire Slayer had a spinoff. What was the name of that show, the spinoff show? Multiple choice here. Was it Angel, Murder, She Wrote, or Lost in Space?
Angel.
And question number three. Who did Barack Obama beat in the 2008 presidential election to become president of the United States? The first African...
Hillary Clinton.
You picking who?
Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton. You hold on. We'll find out how well you did or did not do next on Can't Be Can't Be Kira Part 2. Also, Escape to Florida with Old Dominion. First code word of the day. That's going down at 8:20.
97.5, time now for Can't Beat Kira, brought to you by the Goat Bar and Grill.
All right, Wendy, how well do you think you did with your questions this morning?
I don't know. I'm a little nervous.
You're a little nervous? Let's see. I'm going to wave Kira back in the studio. We're going to find out. She's rolling in.
Hey.
It's Fat Albert. All right, Kiki, you ready?
Yes, I am.
Question number one. Lance Bass, Justin Timberlake, J.C. Chazzez, Joey Fatone, and Chris Kirkpatrick were all members of what boy band?
NSYNC.
NSYNC. Bye.
Your girl had the poster in her bedroom.
Oh, nice. Well, Wendy got that one right as well.
Good job, Wendy.
Wendy, were you an NSYNC fan back in the day?
No.
Oh, interesting. All right. Were you always like a country fan?
Country and rock.
Oh, okay. That makes sense then. Question number two, Kira. Buffy the Vampire Slayer had a spinoff. What was it called? What was the name of that show? Multiple choice over here. Angel, Murder, She Wrote, or Lost in Space?
Angel.
You're going with Angel. Wendy said Angel as well, and both you guys are correct.
Ooh, Wendy, you're on fire.
Mm-hmm. Was that a guess, Wendy?
No.
A guess for you, Kiki?
Well,
or were the other ones obvious?
I had heard of Angel, but I never watched it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. But the other two were so, like, ridiculous.
Totally.
Wasn't it? Lost in Space. Come on.
It wasn't Lost in Space. I knew that.
Trying to make it a little easy here. Question. So that means we have a 2-2 tie right now. Who did Barack Obama beat in the 2008 presidential election to become the first African-American president?
Why am I blanking on this? This is so embarrassing.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
George Bush?
Wow. You're going George Bush. Okay. Well, Wendy said Hillary Clinton. He did beat Hillary for the Democratic nomination, but not to become the president of the United States. It was not George Bush, John McCain.
Oh, I totally forgot about him.
Yes, John McCain. So, 2-2 tie.
Oof.
Give us the phrase of shame, Wendy in Sandown.
I'm Wendy from Sandown, and I can't beat Kara.
No, but when you tie her, it's like winning. She gets the win, but you get the prize. Duncan gift certificate.
Nice. Thank you.
And Morris chasing after you. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Chi-Chi and Kiki in the morning. Thank you for turning us on. Kira Lou, did you just learn something the other day?
I did.
Have you been doing something wrong all along?
Yeah, I have. It's a little, I'm a little shooketh about it. Shooketh to the core.
You're hanging out with me a little. Too much.
That's true.
A little too much. I'm rubbing off on you.
Yes. And you will understand what we're talking about.
That's a Chio bit right there if I ever heard one.
Absolutely. You'll understand what we're talking about in just a second. So yesterday I'm at home and I'm writing, an article for WOKQ.com. It was about some gluten-free restaurants that we have in the area. You could go check it out. WOKQ.com. It's up right now. Always fishing for clicks. And so I'm writing it, and I there was something about Brussels sprouts, like one of the restaurants carried gluten-free Brussels sprouts. So I'm typing away, tick, and I see that Brussels sprouts is underlined. It's red. So I'm like, spell check doesn't even know about Brussels sprouts. Like, how stupid. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, maybe I have to capitalize it. Like, what's wrong? And then it's still underlined. I'm like, what is the problem here? So I open up the Googs, Google it. Put in Brussels sprouts. It's not Brussels sprouts. It's Brussels Sprouts. Named after...
I could have told you that.
You're such a liar. You're such a liar. You knew that? No. Did you actually?
I don't think I've ever used Brussels sprouts. I can't remember. I don't know. I'm confused.
I'm confused too.
To be honest with you, no. I had you know that's probably didn't know that.
It's more than one Brussels. It's Brussels.
Brussels
after
plural.
The capital city of Belgium. Brussels.
Gotcha. Interesting.
Yeah. So 33 years on this earth, and I've been saying Brussels sprouts. What is that? What is that about? So that kind of inspired our question of the day. What is a word that you've been saying wrong forever and you recently mm-hmm. learned the correct way how to say it? I mean, for Chi-Chi, it's a way of life. We have a whole board of them. We call them Chioisms. For my husband, he was saying Valentine instead of Valentine.
Hey, tell Steven it happens.
Dude, he was like, you're my Valentine. I was like, no.
I love it.
I'm not.
That's me right there.
That is you 100%. I know you're listening and I know you're thinking of a word that you've been saying wrong. So please give us a call. We want to laugh at you. I mean, with you. 844-975-9467. That is our number. What is a word you were saying wrong for so long and you recently discovered the right way to say it?
I have one, by the way.
You have one.
And you corrected me, I believe.
Did I?
So... Chipotle. It's Chipotle, right?
Mm-hmm.
I used to call it something else. Chipotle or something
you
like
that. You used to say Chipotle.
And you called me out on that.
Yeah, I was like, it's L.E. Chipotle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would
you
say...
You also used to say Massachusetts. I love you so much.
Never thought of it. You know what I'm saying?
That's a hard one.
I never really had to say it.
Sure.
I wasn't living in the area.
Sure.
And I had no idea.
Yeah.
And then after
I was like, when do I correct him? I have to, but when do I do it? I'm not going to do it on the air. I'm going to wait. I think I'm going to wait.
A commercial. Something ran, a promo.
Oh.
We were doing a promo. Massachusetts. And then
our boss was like, yeah, you got to fix that.
That's how I called it.
I know, Chi-Chi.
You know,
it happens, bro.
I get it now, though. All right, give us a call right now.
Escape to Florida with Old Dominion. Life is short, make it sweet. 97.5 WOKQ wants to hook you up with tickets to the show, airfare, hotel, and $500 spending money. Here's Chio and Kira with this hour's code word.
All right, it's a jar. Jar.
J-A-R. That's jar. Open up your 97.5 WOKQ app and enter it into the contest page. Good luck.
97.5 WOKQ.
Country boy. A number one for new country, 97.5 WOKQ. Chio and Kira in the morning.
I was telling Chio that I found out yesterday that I had been saying and spelling Brussels sprouts wrong for the first 33 years of my life. No big deal. It's Brussels sprouts.
Mm-hmm.
Brussels named after the city. In Belgium. So I posted that question on our Facebook page. We're also taking calls on it. What's a word that you'd been pronouncing wrong forever and recently learned the right way?
Your name, where you from, what you got?
Mary Ellen from Salisbury, Mass. And I've said guacamole forever. So my fiance corrected that.
What did you call it?
Guacamole instead of guacamole.
Guacamole.
It happens.
I love that.
I've been saying that forever. I have no friends. Nobody has ever corrected me but my fiance recently.
You know what it is I feel like maybe people are like, oh, did she just call it guacamole? No, I'm hearing things.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And I think with me, with Brussels sprouts, I said it so fast. Brussels sprouts, you know? Like, it almost sounds like I'm saying it right. No one corrected me. I was mad, too, though. I was like, why did no one correct me?
Right.
Exactly. I have no friends.
I have no real friends in this world.
Friends, don't let friends mispronounce words.
That's it.
Hey, appreciate the call. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on Chio and Kieran in the morning. Go.
My name is Kristen. I'm from Lee. I always said caterpillar instead of caterpillar.
That sounds like something that maybe you like mispronounced it when you were two and your parents thought it was cute, but they never corrected you.
That's right. And my son always used to say, Mom, I have a beaver right now. And he meant a fever.
I have a beaver of 101.
Right, I have a beaver, Mom.
How did you get corrected on that?
Yeah, my friends were like, it's a caterpillar. And I said, that's what I said, caterpillar.
Right, right.
I don't know. Right. Yeah, it just in my brain didn't work that way.
Yeah. I hear you. I totally relate to that. My brain doesn't work half the time. But thank you for calling in. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Eric Church has a unique way of avoiding COVID for himself and his band members.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to break that down for you. Famous People 411 in about 10 minutes.
Well-